Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Today is February 17th, Wednesday, 2010. For those of you who practice and celebrate Ash Wednesday, peace and blessings to you on your special day. We have just completed another glorious Mardi Gras celebration and season here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And it has been said that it was the largest Mardi Gras we've ever had in New Orleans. And of course, we need to thank the Saints and their Super Bowl win for increasing that celebration. We will be sharing with you in divine love and light, ritual and understanding from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, revolutionary, and evolutionary. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my mantra, my prayer, my constant affirmation, and my reality, and it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, and spiritual walk and works along this life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with in our daily existence here on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And again, today is Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. This is the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio, and today we have a very, very special honored guest, elder and family member. She is now present in the chat room as Reverend Tin. She is also known as Reverend Haggins and One Orisha. She will be sharing with you from her perspective, her teaching, her history, and her understanding of all things spiritual from a Pan-African perspective. I would like to take this time to welcome each and every one of you present with us at this time. Reverend Haggins, peace and blessings. Much respect and honor to you. Tetris, Zerikon, thank you so much for continuing to support us here on Blog Talk Radio and for sharing with us this evening as we bring forward this most powerful, powerful spiritualist and Orisha Priest. I also would like to take the time to honor our guests who are now waiting on the phone lines. Area code 601, thank you so much for being with us. Also area code 912, 845, and of course 504. We thank each and every one of you for being present with us. I would also like to at this time ask that our priest and high priestess would say a special prayer and special blessing this evening for those who are in need of assistance, whatever that kind of assistance is, whether it's health, whether it's finances, whether it's love and relationship. We want our listeners to know that we are working with you and for you on your behalf to bring us all to a higher state of spiritual awareness and oneness, and to a place of wholeness and completeness here within this divine creation of ours. I'm going to take a quick musical interlude and work out some technical issues, and we will be back momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba me la jan kase wosho, azunke wale le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
azunke.
Divine peace and blessings. And we are back this evening with our special guest, Juanarisha, who will shortly follow after the opening prayer and meditation. I have not always been doing the prayer and meditation to make time for other material, but I have had so many requests to bring it back. I'm going to bring it back this evening. I also want to remind you that my website, where I, Juanarisha, Papa Say, as well as many others within our virtual temple groups can be reached utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, please also know that we have several other sites within our virtual temple: House of Divine Prince, Divine Revelations, Divine Intervention, Divine Love and Relations, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Manifestation, as well as many others, where you can access world spiritual practitioners of every type, religious path, and endeavor, utilizing our group links on my website. And again, that's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward with the meditation and, of course, Wanarisha, Reverend Haggins, momentarily. But right now, we are binding in this moment that which is not vibrating in divine light, which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave. Demons and devils, jinn and man, succubus and incubus, vampires and dark lords and souls and entities of every make and order. Haters and perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, race baiters and nation dividers, armchair revolutionaries, you are now officially on notice. False prophets and ministers and other various vipers of the world community, those who would pimp the entire world just to honor and glorify your own ego and carnal desires, just to bring imbalance and division, we know who you are, we know where you stand. Satisfying your flesh and doing it all in God's various and most righteous names, stirring your cauldron pots of evil and darkness, vanity and covetousness, hatred and unholy retribution. Know that we are here and the work must and will continue. We are right now in this moment loosing the captives within their own minds, hearts, souls, and spirits, and loosing the divine and righteous spirit and energies of the most high and purest order. Right now, here in this moment, we stand in I Am consciousness. We stand in divine Christ consciousness. We stand in Krishna consciousness in this divine moment. We stand in the God in me greets the God in you. The goddess in me greets the same goddess in you. The spirit in me meets the same spirit in you in divine namaste. And in the presence of our divine creators, we stand now in this moment, in the presence of our ascended ancestors and a host of divine and angelic entities and forces struggling to reach out to us, to assist us in our endeavors, and to ultimately save us from our pitiful selves. In namaste, we recognize the duality that has ever existed in this world, and in this moment, we make efforts to bring these two forces together, ultimately leading to a higher unity and non-dual state of oneness. God and goddess, priest and priestess, king and queen, man and woman, heaven and earth, sun and moon, there is indeed no sphere of our existence untouched by the symbolic significance of namaste. And right now, in this moment, we vibrate and illuminate the divine light of higher consciousness and the connection we have to the divine universal creator, that we may grow, evolve, rebirth, and remember our higher selves and consciousness and master that which we have contracted to do within this life and this realm to bring about union and balance with the divine, all that is and I am. We set forth right now in this moment a reverberation across the proverbial pond and transmit, project, and emit a divine beacon out to the spiritually, emotionally, intellectually and mentally enslaved, incarcerated and comatose, and know that this will not return unto us void. Our prayer and our vibration will not return to us in vain and without divine manifestation. So go now with me. Close your eyes if you will. Go within to the core and center and free your mind of the things of this world, what you have done, what you are doing, what you have yet to do, and what you may be lacking of or in need of. And just for a moment, act as if you truly believe and understand that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Just for a moment, allow yourself to see with my eyes and my understanding that I may carry you on a divine journey to self-discovery and empowerment, that I may carry you on the wings of Shekinah glory to the inner mansions of the Most High, for in my divine mother's house, in my divine father's house, there are many mansions, and within these mansions are the divine secrets and blessings of all that is, ever has been, ever will be in this divine moment. In this place, there is absolute peace and understanding, power and divine protection. In this place are tranquil pools and uncharted corridors, which hold all the blessings and all the possibilities that the divine creators have promised us before embarking on this perilous, perilous earthen journey. So walk with me now upon the fine red carpets and smell the incense burning in the air. Hear the sound of the continuously flowing, healing, purifying waters and wells, and find your place with us along the sides of the pools. As we journey to the center, let us not have fear or apprehension as we open the doors and uncover the mysteries, the divine mysteries of who and what we are, and fortify that which we need for this divine journey. The spiritual warriors and high priests and priestess of honor and glory are fighting on our behalf and of all that is good and righteous. And we battle right now, in this moment, in earnest, for you and with you. For those without power, for those without a voice, know that you wrestle not alone and you wrestle not in vain. For we are here, called as we have been throughout creation since the beginnings of time itself. Know that this is a time to rise from your slumber and pick up spiritual arms to fight against spiritual wickedness and injustice, darkness, deception, and calamity wherever in the world, in our divine universe, it may exist. So in this moment, we light candles to acknowledge and show honor and appreciation to those who have come before us and laid the way and the foundation upon which we now all stand. In this moment, we light candles to light the way for those who may have lost their way and to guide them back to the divine light. We also light candles in this divine moment against all that would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave. We are binding you right now in this moment, all demons and devils, and freeing the captives and the enslaved. We light incense and burnt offerings in this moment for those who have come before us, our exalted and ascended ancestors, and those who lay the path before us in blood, sweat, tears, prayers, and ritual. We light incense and burnt offerings for those who cannot protect and defend for themselves. And with this, we send our prayers to Olorun, to heaven continually and without ceasing. Aboru, Aboye, Abushishe, Ashe, let our evil reach our room. Let our evil allow what we desire to come to pass. And we pour libation in this moment to the continued life force, blood, honor, and spirit of our honored ancestors that we may preserve and never lose connection to their ingenuity, wisdom, and perseverance. May it never leave us, but be with us in all that we set our hands to do. That we will bring honor and not shame on our forefathers and mothers as we battle forward in this often uncertain and perilous time. We pour red anointed brick dust and form a virtual universal chain of intention and action of protection for all who would do the will of light and divinity on behalf of all creation. So let us not sojourn and endeavor in vain. Let it not be for naught, endeavoring that the divine creators will be pleased with us and that we will forever pay homage to the divine forces beyond our present level of comprehension and ultimately find our way back home to be with them as evolved light beings. We meet tonight in the crossroads of what has gone before and what is yet to come. We meet at the crossroads of all time and space, interdimensionally, cosmically, universally, spiritually, metaphysically, vibrating in pure light and understanding, knowing that we stand at the center of the divine universe and all that is right now and in this very moment. And we stand not in vain. We stand not alone. We stand not without divine purpose. Ranks are forming to do battle in the spirit realms with us and for us. We need only to acknowledge and honor them to bring their presence, evolution, and wisdom force into our plane of existence. Know that the spirit realms are more real than this illusionary, transitory, relative, ever-changing physical plane dimension for which many are ill prepared to navigate. True spiritual power and knowledge lies in its efficacy and its ability to manifest real and powerful, lasting, universal change and results right here and right now in this divine moment and time. We are at war. Know and understand this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, Tychicus, Ishu Tariri, a faithful minister, shall make known to you all things. May we be purified and stand the test by the divine fire and return to our Creator as pure gold. And may we never, ever, ever again be led astray. Aboru, aboye, aboshishe, ashe, may our Igbo reach a room, may our Igbo be accepted, may our Igbo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say ashe, ashe, and amen. And know now from this moment forward that you battle not alone or in isolation, and we are here with you and for you in any spiritual battle or endeavor. We will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. divine peace and blessings. And again, welcome, greetings, I love you. Thank you so much for being present with us this evening as we introduce to some and share with others the powerful, powerful skills and teaching of Reverend Haggins, also known as One Orisha. I would also like to remind you that our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment for either myself or Reverend Haggins, please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that we do have a caller in queue. Our phone lines are quickly filling. I don't think we've ever had our call lines fill this quickly before. Right now we have one line open before Block Talk starts repeating that message that our switchboard is full. And again, if you do have a question or comment, do please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will let us know that there is a caller in queue with a question or a comment. And again, I would like to thank each and every one of you for being with us. Those of you who are with us in the chat, of course, Reverend Haggins, Tetris, Zerikon, thank you so much for being with us. Those who have come and gone and who will be returning again later in the show, we do appreciate your being with us. I want to also take this time to address some issues. I'm having many, many callers, clients, friends who are dealing with physical issues, particularly with headaches, other bodily ailments. I'm not going to call anyone out. Some of you are listening to us right now. Please know that we are praying and working on your behalf, and we are with you. There is definitely something going on right now in the spirit realm. As you know, I first reported back before Christmas being besieged here of late with requests of people having issues with night terrors, night visitors like incubus and succubus, as well as overall feelings of interference, spiritual interference. And I'm going to share, before I bring on our honored guest, some stones and crystals that can be utilized to help to deal with some of these issues. The first always is the master crystal, the quartz crystal, which comes in a wide range of varieties, colors, and mathematical dimensions, which I have been covering and will continue to cover in coming shows. I will also be discussing the hematite, which is an iron ore, which is good for protective work, creating a protective energy field around yourself physically as well as spiritually, and blocking some of these interfering energies and spirits from being able to take effect. And of course, amethyst and ametrine, which are both from the quartz family, just have different colors. Amethyst is a purple, sometimes from lavender to a dark royal purple-colored stone. Amethyst has the highest vibratory rate of any mineral, stone, or crystal in the mineral kingdom. So amethyst is great for raising and elevating vibrations, raising and elevating spiritual energy, and assisting with other stones in fulfilling whatever request or need that you have within that moment. Ametrine is a combination of amethyst and citrine. Again, amethyst is purple. Citrine is more of a yellow stone or a golden stone, depending on the depth of the color. And they're both very powerful spiritual third eye as well as consciousness stones. But they can also help to break any connections from these hanks and these negative spirits and interfering energies which are plaguing many people right now. Reverend Haggins may have a more direct response to what is causing this and where this is coming from. But among myself as well as other spiritual practitioners that I work with, we are being bombarded with requests of this nature, with feelings of being under some type of spiritual attack. So we're going to address that this evening as we continue with the show and deal with some other spiritual warfare type issues. And the reason I'm taking the time right now to mention that is, one, I have received more than one request regarding that, but also Reverend Haggins is a High Orisha priestess, and she deals with Legwa, which we also know as Ilegwa Ishu, who is the guardian of the crossroads, who opens and closes all doors, and is always first placated in any spiritual ritual practice within the Pan-African diaspora, particularly with voodoo, hoodoo, and Ifa. And, of course, Reverend Haggins, being a Orisha priestess, will cover some of that once we bring her on into the show. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with us. Legal analysts, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share with us for a moment. The Goddess Way, thank you so much for also being with us. Amethyst is a variety of quartz which occurs throughout the world. And again, it comes from lavender to the deepest, richest of red, blue, purple, or amethyst colors. It is a stone of spirituality and commitment. Also, contentment. It facilitates transmutation of lower energies into higher frequencies of both the spiritual and ethereal levels. And it is representative of the principles of complete change and metamorphosis. It is also, since ancient history, been considered a very powerful stone in dealing with addictions and sobriety. But it can also help to alleviate the interfering energies and spirits that we are getting reports about right now at this time. Because it does, as I stated, elevate energies, it can prevent lower, debased, heavier energies from even coming into your environment. One of my preferred stones for utilizing for this purpose is the amethyst cluster. Amethyst clusters can be found all over rock shops, even some church spiritual supply stores carry these stones. I also do offer them if you would like to contact me regarding any stone from amethyst to zircon. Please do contact me either here through Blog Talk Radio or on my website, houseofthedivineprince.com. It balances the energies of the intellectual, emotional, and physical bodies and provides a clear connection between the earth plane and other worlds. It clears the aura and stabilizes and transmutes any dysfunctional energy located within one's body or environment. And as I said, I prefer the cluster, even though I do have single points, some talisman and amulets of the stone. But I prefer the cluster because it can deal with more than one energy at once. Each point on any crystal or mineral cluster can be directly programmed to address any specific issues. So clusters can handle groups, families, as well as a diversity of issues, all within one stone. The clear quartz also comes in clusters, but it also comes in many, many more varieties, from tabular crystals to spherical or crystal balls to pocket stones. And quartz is a little more diverse in nature, so it will take a little bit more time for me to go back into explaining quartz without taking up too much of the show, and I want to save as much of the show time for One Orisha as possible. And, of course, the hematite, which is the iron ore, which is a very, very powerful field, energy field conductor. It is called the stone of the mind, and it can help to sort out things in the mind and can be used for mental atonement, memory enhancement, original thinking, and technological knowledge. So for those of you who are studying, who are in school, who are dealing with having to retain information in a short amount of time and then recall that. These stones are perfect for that endeavor. Hematite, amethyst or ametrine, and the clear quartz. Hematite also can dissolve negativity, transforming the negativity into a dissolved state, then resending it back out into the universe to be transmuted into positive energy. We've all heard the saying, you know, one man's trash is another man's gold. All energy, negative and positive, has a purpose. So when you release negative energies, always ask the creators to transmute that energy into something more helpful somewhere else out there in the universe, because that energy, like tossing a pebble into a lake, will send a reverberation out through the universe and will send it back. So keep in mind, what you send out always returns to you. So when you clear these blockages, when you clear these anomalies, always request and ask that the divine creators in the universe would retransmute that energy into something more positive and more helpful on the other side. Again, our call-in phone number is area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and we will be glad to address your question or concern. We have one line available right now on the phone line, so if you do wish to get a call in, please do get on the phone lines right now. Again, our call-in number is 347-215-8967. I'm going to take one more musical break, and then we will come back with one Orisha. Divine peace and blessings.
Adibon lek bakre le kata uloa, kata uloa ki mache wawelo.
Yabaluwa si wago e, uko waluwa jae.
Kata ife da.
Yabaluwa si wago e, uko waluwa jae. Adibon lek bakre le kata uloa ki mache wawelo.
Yabaluwa si wago.
Yo, bye.
divine peace and blessings. Baro my Niko, Baro my Niko Indora, Baro my Yako, Baro my Yakanda. Legwe is the one who confronts you. Legwe is the one who confronts. Fucking a person, Legwe, do not turn to confront me. Legwe has definitely pulled someone off to betray. And I say that because we now are going to introduce and open the phone lines for one Orisha. Orisha priests who have received Legwe are taught this phrase as a protective blessing before embarking on a journey or doing our business for the day. Legwe was a very, very powerful deity. And for many, as a one Orisha will later explain, we need only one. We need only one deity to address all our many concerns, and that is Legwe. One Orisha, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Divine peace and blessings, you are now live on air.
Thank you. And I feel very honored to be here. You made a very, very beautiful teaching, very powerful teaching. And, you know, I've been studying since I was 10 years old, and now I'm 65. And what you said, your banishing and your blessing, that is the most thorough and most beautiful I've ever heard. We're all lucky to have you in our mix for you to teach and guide. We have to remember always that Legwe is number one. And things really didn't get started here until you showed up. One of the things that you're doing that is so beautiful is that you are reviving our domestic consciousness, that everything is not far away, that there are many things in Mississippi, New Orleans, Kentucky, things of that are brought, we brought here, and things that the American Indians have. And just talking about the stones, we know that the stones are part of God's body, just as our bodies are part of God's body, and how a stone can turn into a powerful broadcaster for good and a very good fighter and protector. So this is something that we're up against right now. It is something from the sky. Many of us are coming into our Saturn transits, where what you have said, a divine prince, is so important that we need one God to take care of our problems, and that is Legwe, because he can take the negative effects of what is called Iraro, that is the negative effects that stars can have, off of us. People can make a Vedic chart and astrology charts, but they can't remove what the sky is sending. But Legwe, just for a wish, can totally destroy the negative aspects and turn everything to be good. I want to talk about the few things that we had a big bembe over in Philadelphia with another international house. And, again, these are people that are born and raised in the tri-state area. No person is exotic. And they found that they needed the goddess Legwe, which means when God is pulling the souls up out of their bodies in the cemetery, what's left of the etheric, the mental, and the intellectual body. These bodies decompose much slower than the physical. But God sees them as something pure, something to reap. So as a mother taking her children back to her bosom, Legwe comes in the cemetery and clears them away and clears them up. The other thing that happened that's very beautiful is that Obatala, which means king over all, and really is like what happened, Legwe is coming out to talk about Obatala. Legwe comes to us. Legwe's in our door. Legwe's with us always. Legwe's in our head. Obatala is in our head. Our heads are made by Obatala. And we do create, just as Divine Princess said upon opening, we do create our fate. We create our world. That's done with the head, and that's done with Legwe. Let us always remember that and take candles to Legwe, and call in and write into the Divine Prince so that we have our correct stones that vibrate for us, that vibrate with the leg before us, and will counteract the negative effects of the sky. This is all I have to say at this time, because I'm only bringing up things that the Divine Prince has said. Sometime I come and I have to teach the thing, but all I'm doing is just doing an underline. And greetings again, and also now good night, Divine Prince, and thank you again.
And thank you for being with us. You are going to stay for the remainder of the show, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us. We know that you have a very vibrant and active ministry, and you could be anywhere else right now, but on the line with us. So we greatly, greatly appreciate your sharing with us. I want you to first to kind of explain to our listening audience about who Legba is really is. There's some misconceptions about Legba, his sexual identity, whether he's a male or female, and what his purpose is within the Pan-African spiritual hierarchy.
Well, let's get on the physical first. I'm going to talk about the physical first, because that's the thing we see when we first grow up, and we get this very heavy demarcation as children as to who's the boy and who's the girl, and that's going to, who's going to be the man when they grow up, who's going to be the woman, who's going to have the baby. A Legba is all of this.
That's right.
A Legba is a mother, as Anna Gee that lives by the ocean, just as the great mother Yamanja. A Legba is an ancient, ancient, ancient wisdom, an old man older than time. A Legba is all good. Because I'm so tired of the B-movies and people detracting from Legba's greatness. First of all, in the ancient languages, Hebrew, Yoruba, some of the Chinese languages, of course in India, when you hear L means Lord. That means God. That's L. Just L by itself in Hebrew means God.
That's right.
Bara is power, and this is God Almighty. That's who Eshu and who Legba. That's what all the Anagi, the Lady Legba, all of the Legbas are God. That's why we have to begin and end, and that's why when Jesus came, he said, I am the Alpha and I am the Omega, because he wanted people to know that's who he is. And many of us, when we do our equivocations, we equivocate a Legba with Christ. Christ was on fire, and a Legba is also associated with fire. Christ made this big journey between hell, earth, and heaven, and this is where they want to start a Legba being bad. A Legba goes to hell, which is an illusion, to set things right, like when somebody needs their curtains dusted or their windows open. He does this for people who are in hell, and he will get people out of their hell, be it addiction, be it poverty, be it a low esteem. All of these things, Legba just washes away from people. Now, Legba is a deity that can be washed with water, and he's a deity that he will take rum. Every molecule in that rum, you know that rum can catch on fire, is used to help us. We're not helping a Legba. A Legba doesn't need anything from us. A Legba in all of the religions is Lord Ganesha, if they call him Loki, if they call him Mercury. He's always outside of the big God. That's because our stuff is little compared to how big God's stuff is. But a Legba has to do it for us because he's a God. He has to do it for us because we are gods, and he has to follow the bidding of the true one God that he is. It is himself that is God, the transcendental God. It is himself sitting in your head, in your mind, in your body right now. Now, when we get to the physical body, yes, there is a sex. When you get into the mental body, there is no sex. The mental body has no difference in its anatomy, and the mental body is the most powerful. This is a leg bug, and your first thought, what came to your first mind? This is one of the things that we have retained very beautifully from Africa and the philosophical schools, the divinity schools in Africa, all teach what comes to your mind first. But what comes to your mind first is Alegba. Alegba is there first, and he's our gateway to our mind. He cures insanity for a whim. He cures poverty for a whim. Alegba is God, and many people, their whole life, the only God they have in their home, the only God they tend to is Alegba. So this is to give you, I can't really tell enough about it, who Alegba is. I mean, he makes all of the traffic tickets disappear off of a computer. He makes new evidence appear in criminal cases. He makes papers disappear in criminal cases. And many times people in their heart, when they really repented what they have done, then the bad evidence disappears and they walk and they have a new life. These are the things that Alegba does. Alegba is creation and liberation. And if we find ourselves addicted or enslaved in any way, it is for our head, for us to go to the Alegba inside of us, ask God inside of us to come on out and make a change. And that happens, and there is a change. And when we see people that have been addicted, we can't recognize the older person for the new person that we see. We can't even recognize that was the same person. This goes back to people saying that Alegba is a trickster, that one day he wore something that was black and red on one side, and then on the opposite side, he wore the red and the black on the other side. Well, if you're looking at him forward, he looks one way. If you go behind him, you see him another way. But he's the journey. The journey will trick you. Many people are born wealthy. They think they're going to be wealthy all their life. That's the front. But when you go to the back as the past, you see that that wealthy person falls aside, that kingdoms are destroyed, that people disappear, and then new races and new organizations and new thoughts come into being. This is Alegba. This is existence. And that's how existence is. Nothing is written in stone because Alegba is God, and he changes everything. Alegba is God, and she changes everything. And we are gods, and if we invoke the Alegba within us, we can change everything in our life by invoking Alegba correctly. I like Alegba. And Alegba comes like a playful child at times, leads people to think that Alegba is a child. But he is the oldest of old and the wisest of the wisest. And when you get into the real transcendental, which is an engine, which is neither male nor female, made of all physical things and all things, moving along at a track. If we want to get behind and miss the train, we're missing Alegba. We've got to keep up with that transcendental deity that has created us, because that transcendental deity moves at 15 times the speed of light.
Mm-hmm. That's
15
right.
times the speed of light. If you have nerve condition and you're feeling bad, think about Alegba, because faster than that pain came down your arm, he can stop it. People that are crippled and walking back and forth, next month they're going for their legs to be done. All of a sudden they have hospitalization so that they have their legs, their ankles, their feet will be functional. This is what Alegba does. They said Alegba makes people crippled. No, Alegba cures people. Alegba doesn't make, that's right. Another thing, the music. Now I notice, our dear divine prince, that you're into music. I saw a little piece of paper in the fortune cookie. It said that in the speech of man, Alegba, music is the, I'm trying to get it together, because they're trying to say that music is like the orchestration or something, the dancing of the soul. That's what they
right,
said.
That's right.
Yes, and this is it, you know. This is what Elegba does. Elegba dances. Elegba gets us to dance. He starts the whole ceremony and he ends the whole ceremony. He comes out with one little stick and he waves it around and he bangs on the door. That's our opening. He gets us to dance. He gets us to move. He takes us into other realms where we can really see ourselves. And then all of a sudden, he'll throw that stick down. We're all back who we think we are. And then he opens the door for us to go out into our journeys. That's the beginning, and that's the end. And then that's the beginning of another beginning. There's volumes on Elegba. There's volumes on Lord Ganesha. They like to call him the elephant head god. But that's because he experienced death, yet he lives. His head was blown off when he was a little baby because his mother wanted to show him off. That's pride and egotism. But his Lord Father Shiva had insight, and they went out and they found the elephant head and put it back on him so that he would not die, so he would live. So therefore, you can't see him. And people will tell you the same thing, that people that didn't know Christ, they couldn't recognize him, they couldn't love him. And he didn't look like what they thought was the Messiah. This is Elegba all the time. This is just how you know Elegba. And then the absent 30 years, a big journey, a journey very far away, into places that we don't know. This is Elegba too. But we go away to places that we don't know. We experience things. We treasure things that we know. Elegba treasures us. He knows us. This is all Elegba. All of this existence is Elegba. They want to say he's a trickster. This is the biggest, biggest, biggest joke ever played on us, that God has played on the gods. God, big God, to us little gods, is for us to think that we are who we are right now and that we think that we're limited there. No, we are Elegba. We are the transcendental. This is who we are. And this is the only thing that all of the ministry of the Divine Prince is based on, because he is Elegba. This is very serious. And I stand on this because Elegba gave me the oldest Odum, the wisest, most elder Odum. That's what Elegba gave me and told me that will be my path. But in my head, they gave me the magical Odums for things to change, for us to take pieces of ginger and wrap them up with messages, for us to chew them, for us to take the effigies and make little dolls, paper dolls, of people who were problematic. Did we want to kill them? No. Did we want to hurt them and make them sick? No. We just wanted to freeze their negativity. This is the baptism we made, and we put it in a little plastic bottle, put it in the refrigerator. Oh, that person went on a trip, their vacation, they had 3 months of sick time. When they come back, they're not even the bad person that they were. All of this is Elegba. This is what Elegba will do for you in your life when you consult the Divine Prince. There's no problem that is too big for the Divine Prince, because there's no problem too big for Elegba. This is my service, and this is what I do to tell the truth. I'm making a better incarnation in this, my here and now, because there's no past, present, or future, only the ever-present here and now. Now, Divine Prince, do you have past, present, and future?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, that's Elegba. He'll tell you that, but then whenever you speak with him, he's always speaking in the present tense. He doesn't speak in the old times or in the future. In the future, no, he says right now you can heal yourself with the quartz. Not, well, next month, or that years ago, and a whole lot of history. He says right now.
And it's my understanding that right now is all that there really is. The past, the future are illusionary. They all exist right now. We are laying down the path of the future right now. We are living out the past right now. So that has always been my understanding, that they all exist right now. Past and future are just illusionary. But I also wanted to go back to the many roles of Elegba. It is also said that he is the chief of the Egungun. And did you want to explain that to us?
All right. This is something that is extremely sacred. When the world was made, they had to have an eraser. All right, so Allegra was there when the world was made. Orumila was there. That's the sun that we see every day, and the same sun that beats in our heart, and the same sun that exists in the earth that brought us all of these beautiful jewels, brought us our bones, and is still burning inside. That's why we have volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
The sun, the burning in the earth, which we call Oganju, that's the volcano, and they also call him the superior god. They were all there too when the world swirled away off of the sun.
That's right.
But Allegba stayed right there with the sun, with God. He didn't swirl off and become part of illusions. Now, Egungun is one of the children of Oya, and Oya is the goddess of change, and they say she tore. That's what her name means. When God tears up things, this will remind you of Christ, the money changers in the temple, what he did for them.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yes, that's right. So anyhow, what happened is inside of our need to be born and inside of our need to come out of the problem we were in and start again, all of those mysteries are in Oya, but Oya is Allegba's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oya is also the need for change and the need for some type of stability in the change. Because Oya doesn't change, the environment changes. She makes
right.
the environment change. All right. Now, the next piece in that is she had 9 children other than Allegba. And one of them, he had something happen to his skin and they covered him up. And he looked like a dead person. So what happened? He looked like a dead person, and they covered him, and they said he was the dead. And they said the bones was all that was left, and that's the structure. Well, nowadays, we know that that's the RNA, DNA, what your genes are.
That's right.
So, yes, so your RNA, DNA is in there with Oshun, dancing them around, mixing them around. That's why you're going to look like your uncle, you're going to look like your aunt, you're going to look like your grandmother, you're going to look like your siblings, because that's dancing around. Oya also has a lot to do with that, because sometimes the genes skip and the person should not be even be alive. The person is born and they have such terrible genes, but somehow Oya keeps them alive. And this is, again, the structure, because the structure has 2 sides to it. It's really interdimensional. And if one side falls down and it's no good, and this is, again, Egungun, the other piece will hold up. So Egungun is multidimensional, and it's also symbol, because they talk all of the things in the Bible. When they start talking about proverbs and they start talking about stories, in other words, when a prophet tells a story, when Christ tells a story, the story has a structure, okay? When we get into when they build a church, they make the church the shape of what they call the Kabbalistic tree of life. The Kabbalistic tree of life is an agon, is a structure. When you see a black man standing holding a horn, they want to say, well, is that Coltrane or is that Louis? You know, they want to say, well, who is that
right.
with this horn? But that black man holding the horn, that's the Egun. And then we, Louis, Coltrane, different people that blow a horn, those people are the different aspects of the one Egun, which means structure.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of a structure, there could be something going bad. Allegro repairs it. There's many an agon, or many a thing that was bad, like a person that died, and then they were angry, and they started making leading ghosts and keeping chaos going. And Allegro would say, when you get to this crossroad, you're going to look up and see a light. and you must be transformed, because that's Oya, his mother, transformation. I'm going to send you up to her. That's the wind, the whirlwind. That's the wind. And you will change because the wind changes. And the wind doesn't always change things for bad, because they want to talk about destruction. The wind is the same one, this is Oya, that makes the little seeds go from tree to tree so that the fruit will come out.
Oh, that is so powerful. You know, we've been discussing Hurricane Katrina here in New Orleans since the storm, obviously. And, of course, we can't discuss it without bringing up Oya and what we believe her purpose was for moving the energy around here in the city. As you said, we don't necessarily see it as all about destruction, but we do see it as ushering in something new, cleaning out that which is no longer needed and bringing in the new. But one of the when I returned after evacuating in December, one of the first things I noticed was the fruit trees. There's food everywhere. Grapefruit trees, orange trees, papayas, dates. I mean, everywhere. On the neutral grounds, in the parks, just everywhere. And as you just said, Oya, through the wind, spreads that fertility to bring about fruitfulness. So that was a very, very powerful, powerful thing and confirmation you just spoke of.
But that's your mom. Mm-hmm. And what happens with you is that, like, you went away when you came back. I know you came back to better because you wanted to return. You loved the place. You wouldn't have returned to anything that was negative. You're returning to something better. And I feel you've never been as active as since you have returned.
Yes. Yes. And you're reading now, Priestess. Absolutely. I'm overwhelmed with the amount of work, with the amount of attention that I have gotten in returning to the city. And I'm finding my way now into communities that I was not present in before. I'm getting involved with people and organizations that I was not involved with before. So truly, it was an act of the creators that brought me back. There was no logical understanding for my return. I literally woke up one morning and Spirit said, okay, it's time to go. And I packed up and I returned, not knowing exactly what I was going to do when I got here, where I was going to be housed or any of that. And, of course, the spirit realm has provided everything that I need. So definitely that's a very, very powerful, powerful statement and understanding.
And your structure is that of the prophet. And Louisiana, particularly New Orleans, is sacred to the prophet because it's the place, it's like our intuition, it's like our place, like if the United States was a body, maybe New York City would be the pocket, maybe the government would be the right arm, but Louisiana is like the soul, it is the place of the spirit, so the prophet has to be there, and what is going to be the place if you're not there to help it to come back alive spiritually?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I want to take just a quick moment to reiterate our call-in number, area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or a comment, please do feel free to call us at this time. Our boards were full, but we do have one line open at this time. Again, that's area code 347-215-8967. And if you do have a question or a comment for either myself or Juanarisha, do please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We're going to take just a quick break, and we'll return with more Juanarisha.
Hey, hey, Ellie, my Esco, me had a come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le. Hey. Iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Titi iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. Idun mi, idun mi, idun mi, idun mi.
they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you. I'm a show up by day, got your bad look.
And welcome back. You are listening and enjoying live and in archive the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, and our very special, special guest, Juan Orisha. And our calling number is area code 347-215-8967. Again, that's area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment for either myself or Juan Orisha, please do feel free to call in at this time. Also, if you have a question or comment in the chat, do remember to type in all capitals so that we can recognize your question or comment and separate it from the other general chat that is going on in the chat room. And again, our special guest is Reverend Haggins, also known as Juan Orisha. She is a powerful, powerful spiritualist and Orisha priest for Legwa, and we are enjoying her being with us here today. Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Now, Legba is also considered the divinity of the crossroads or the cardinal points. Would you like to talk about that a little?
Yes, because there's when they made this, they had something they call Ebora, and they're again powers, and they were involved in creation, and there's something in part of the divine geometry. There's things when the things intersect. You can't see it that much on a conch shell, which is a sacred mystery within it. And it's also one of our things that brings us prosperity. But it's very good to see your two fingers when you cross your two fingers. But that is a symbol of one realm to another realm. And that's a continual symbol for a Legba. I mean, they have this, they say 16 times 16 is 256. And they say just from the 256 variation that they have the bits and the bytes, everything that's in the computer is created. They say the Oduns, we have 16 Oduns, and again, this is something that's a square. You know, they like to call it a square.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the square is not four sides, it's six sides, and then when you get inside of it, then it's another set of things, and then inside of the square is the dead center of that. And every one of these points, a Legba is there. This is why they keep talking about a Legba. A Legba, you can't get anything done. You can't go from point A to B. You can't even get halfway there because that's a Legba. From point A to B is a Legba. And we know that that's just simple geometry. But when you get into the sacred geometry, every point that has the intersection, that's a Legba there. All of the planets have a relationship to Mercury because all of the planets relate to the sun. But no planet is going to, energy is going to hit the sun until it passes Mercury. And that's a Legba. So this is what happens is a Legba is, they say he's outside in the garden. They say he's outside at the gate. And we have our mezuzahs that we put. And we have our crosses that we put, horseshoes and reindeer horns and all kind of things that we put at the door because we know that the door is sacred. We know that the door is the difference between inside and outside. A Legba's there too, from one body to another, from our mental body to our emotional body to our spiritual body, our actual God self. A Legba's at every point there, and that's the same a Legba. That we have different names for a Legba, but a Legba is the same. Eshu and a Legba are the same. Now, they want to say that Eshu is chaos. He's the God that can control a chaos.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He's not chaos. And if you can control the chaos, you can't be chaotic.
That's right.
When you get into a Legba people, these are the people that are extremely meticulous and they don't curse. You very seldom find an Legba person that is an alcoholic. I mean, just from one thing to another about a Legba is a neat freak. You know, you can't have, I don't know any Legba person that I've ever gone to their house that their house is all upside down because from point A to point B and the intersections in between mean a lot to a Legba. So a Legba wants everything clear.
That's right.
And yes, that's right. And if we follow and listen to a Legba's, we will wind up very well. Now, there was a man, he only passed away recently. They call him Eshu Miwa. His name was Clarence Robbins. Well, you know, he was a guy. He came from a nice middle-class family. He went and married somebody that was a multimillionaire, and they were living in a little house, what I call these they're like some type of mansion that the mansion is very old. There's a special name for them. I think a house that can't, you can't tear it down. I forget the name of it. But anyway, these all things have to do with a Legba because this is supposed to be a plain person, but he's in a house that has historical value. It can't be torn down. He had a beautiful daughter with this multi-millionaire or woman. And then he had a daughter with another beautiful model. And he would take them on trips, the two daughters and the wife, He also went to Africa, and he saw things, and he brought back a lot of information. And this is Alegba. And every time you turn around, you'll find out Alegba, you know, this is what Alegba does. Alegba comes from nowhere, which is what they say about the Buddha. This is what they say about the real mystery. It comes from nowhere. They always say this about Shango, coming out of nothing, coming out of nowhere, and then everything else begins after that. So that's Alegba and the crossroads. And if you want to get things done, it's best you stand in the crossroad and think and project to Alegba, because that's his sacred place. And then we talk about Jesus. Well, they say it's a cross that he was killed on, and it didn't kill him, of course, because you can't kill Alegba. But what right, because Alegba will go on and on.
That's right.
But right. But what happened is, I wanted to say Alegba, but Alegba goes to hell all the time and clears out hells and frees people. He also goes and takes people to punish them, to punish their mind. Things that they've tried to do to other people, he will make them have guilt and shame about it until they work themselves out of it. And the faster that happens, the more evolved a person is and the more merciful Alegba's being. And this is why we talk about the crossroads, because good and evil, all the things that we think are opposites, they join in Alegba, and Alegba neutralizes what is not necessary, what is not needed, and he potentiates what is needed. He will call forth any other god, all of the other gods. They have to listen to what Alegba says. They have to make pacts with Alegba, and they have to follow what Alegba says and does. And Alegba's supposed to be, like they said, a little child, or he's a very frail old man. But the biggest gods, the ones that did the creation, they listen to Alegba. And if a person has bad karma, he'll say, well, put a mark on him, or put this on him, or put that on him. Then the mother will come, like she'll pray, and she'll say, you know, Orishas, please don't let my child be marked. I know he's going to have a bad time. He's this, he's that. I know that's who's coming. That's our grandfather, because this is where you have to keep up with your ancestry, who your people were. This is how you stop bad things coming from in the house. So then they do a big ritual and use all of the molecules in the food, the rum, the guava, you know, the bananas, everything that's given. All of those molecules are used to change how those genes will come so that that person can think. That person will be brilliant. That person will be healthy. And Alegba has set aside the bad and let the bad rot and let the goodness go. But that's what Jesus is supposed to have done. So Jesus was the crossroads for that. Just as well as now we have people, they're supposed to be diplomats. That's Alegba. If you work in the IT or the communications, you're automatically an Alegba. If you go out and give the good news, this is what Divine Prince is doing. He's between spiritual and the world. And if his spirituality wasn't real, this is Alegba, and if his perception of the world was not correct, he could not function. But this is where he's intersected, and it does correct. It is correct. It is working. So this is really function of Alegba.
And I also wanted to jump in there, too, and say that Alegba, as well as the crossroads as an archetype, has made its way into many other cultures and religions, particularly here in New Orleans, where we're traditionally seen as a voodoo city, but we're really a hoodoo city. And when you find visitors, guests, spiritualists who make their way to St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 to visit the tomb of Marie Laveau, you will often find crosses marked on the outside of the tomb. And of course, I'm found to be there often bringing offerings, and I've been asked about the crosses. And just as what Orisha just explained, the cross is just a archetype of the crossroad, the connecting point where earth meets heaven, where manifestation takes place. So people go to St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 and mark the X's as a way of placating the Most High and the creators and bringing them to the point of the crossroads to manifest that which they are asking about or praying about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that Laveau, if you think about her, you know, she was a cross between many different things,
mm-hmm.
and that's real Legba. And the person who's the Renaissance person, like yourself, that person is a mixture of many things culturally,
right.
and so this is what it is. You have everything tied together. The different traditions, the ancient sacred traditions, as well as the New Age. You have that working, functioning to help people.
That's right, absolutely. And again, I want to remind you that our call-in phone number is area code 347-215-8967. Again, we have one line open on our switchboard if you do have a question or comment for either myself or Juana Risha. Again, that's 347-215-8967. And I would like to thank each and every one of you for being here with us this evening. You are greatly appreciated. Balkis, Queen Ifama, you know I love you, Queen. Queen Tima, the Goddess Way, Tetris, Tweed, 1968, Yahoo Manu, and the Legal Analyst. We thank each and every one of you for taking the time out to be with us this evening. We do know and are aware that you could have been anywhere else right now in the universe, and you chose to be with us. I also want to take this time to remind you to visit us with Papa Say on Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. And if you would click on my name here in chat or go to my main Block Talk Radio profile, you can also find a direct link back to Papa Say. I would also like to take this time to acknowledge our sponsors before we run out of time here on the show. Okay, I just put, Juana Risha, I just put you on mute for just a second. And our sponsors, beginning with Tiffany Sharif of Confess Apparel and Accessories, located here in New Orleans at 8227 Oak Street, where she sells a variety of original designer wear. She makes her own clothing. She also is now offering original handmade bags from Koshi Ganata. So please do stop by and visit Tiffany Sharif at Confess Apparel and Accessories, 8227 Oak Street. And her phone number is area code 504-864-8272. We would also like to remember and acknowledge our sponsor, Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 504-891-SHOE. That's 504-891-7463. They do all types of dyeing, Rockport Resolved, orthopedic service while you wait, and they do all manner of leather repair. Jimmy Holmes is the proprietor. Shawanda Dunn is at the front desk. Please do let them know that you were referred by the Divine Prince from Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, Chef Joy, Master Chef, Master Artist, Master Spiritualist at Flava Cafe and Catering, 1214 North Rampart Street between Governor Nichols and Barracks, right on the French Quarter here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And Dr. Joy's number is area code 504-304-9186. And let us also recognize our Spiritual Church Supply House, F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supplies. Felix Figueroa offers sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, bath oils, waters, candles, statues, and perfumes. He also offers all manner of spiritual and religious implements from Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lokombi, as well as hoodoo supplies. So let us please recognize Felix Figueroa if you are in need of any spiritual church supplies. He is located at 801 North Broad Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And the phone number is area code 504-482-9000. 5400. And let us also please recognize Yesteryears Incorporated, where they offer an array of clothing, jewelry, crystal jewelry, textiles and fabrics from India and that region of the world. They are located at 626 Bourbon Street here in the French Quarter in New Orleans, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 504-523-6603. And please do again let them know that you were referred by the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. Let's also recognize Zombies House of Voodoo, located at 723 St. Peter Street in the French Quarter here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And their phone number is 504-4-VOODOO. That's 504-4-V-O-O-D-O-O. Also, we want to recognize Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo, which is a sibling store to Zombies House of Voodoo, located at 739 Bourbon Street here in the French Quarter in New Orleans, Louisiana. And that phone number is 504-581-3751. And again, do please let them know that you heard about them from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. And one of my favorite crystal and mineral shops here in the city, Earth Odyssey, located at 306 Chartres Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 504-581-1348. Joy Sarkar is a proprietor, as well as Philip Landry is a gemstone consultant. Please do, again, let them know that you were referred by the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to remind all of our listening audience to do please continue to support us. We greatly appreciate your being here. We would ask that you would just click on all the ads on our show page, the Girl Talk, the commercials, all the product ads that you see around the show box on the show page. We do receive compensation, and it is a way of supporting us here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would just take the time to click and visit each of the links that are located here on our page. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. It's been a very, very great show. Of course, we always run out of time. I seem to always find subject matter that cannot be done in a two-hour time span. At some point, I am going to increase the length of the show, but not tonight. And again, our calling number is area code 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or a comment for either myself or Juan Arisha, this is the time for you to dial that number. Area code 347-215-8967. And, of course, of those of you who have sent me the private messages regarding the crystals, minerals, and stones, I do sell and keep them here. Just send me a note here on Blog Talk Radio or visit my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, and I will be glad to assist you in that endeavor. Queenie Fama, we are so, so glad and honored to have you with us tonight. I haven't been by to visit. As you know, I have left Memphis and relocated back to New Orleans, so I've been a little behind in catching up on my show. But I will be there with you this coming Sunday. The Voodoo Museum on Bourbon Street still exists. It is just not on Bourbon Street. It has sort of split up, and it's now on more than one street in the French Quarter. But the one that you're specifically asking about on Bourbon Street, I believe, has moved. There was also a temple right next to Priestess Miriam on Rampart. That temple is also now gone. So there is sort of a vacuum here in New Orleans in the spiritualist community, particularly since the Hurricane Katrina storm, and many have left and have still yet to return. The most active practitioners that I'm aware of here in the city are, one, Priestess Miriam, and, of course, myself. Priestess Miriam and I are now connected on Facebook, so if you would like to send her a message, you can visit me on my Facebook profile, and I'll get a message to her for you. Again, if you have a question or comment, this is the time to get your call in. The show will be ending in about 7 minutes. Our calling number is area code 347-215-8967. I'm going to go now back to Juanarisha and give her an opportunity to give her closing remarks and say whatever she would like to say at this point, and to also make sure that our listening audience has contact information if they do wish to contact you. Juanarisha?
Oh, yes. Again, I'm honored to be here, and I can feel the spirituality and how evolved everyone is. We're all here together. We're all highly spiritual. And, of course, Allegra's going to bless us tonight because we've come together and we've talked about him, we've thought about him, we've asked about him, and we've asked him to help us. And that's all I really have to say because Allegra means God Almighty.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much for that. And I want to take the time to address another question from our chat, Queen Ifama. Many of the tourist-based spiritualists have not returned. That is one of the things that Oya, via Hurricane Katrina, was able to cleanse the city of. Even if you now go to NOLA.com, N-O-L-A.com, /paradecam, there will be a list on the left that will show Jackson Square. Click on Jackson Square and you will get a live feed to the French Quarter in Jackson Square, where you know there was a time there were a dozen or more spiritualists, tarot card readers of various types and orders there. You'll be hard-pressed to find two there now. So the city has definitely made a major, major change since the storm. Many have left. Some have come and gone. But they're all for good. So I want to give thanks for that and for your being present and asking the questions. We would like to also take this time to let each and every one of you know, particularly those of you who are dealing with physical issues. Both Juanarisha and myself are praying for you and with you and dealing with these spiritual issues. And these physical issues, I'm not going to call anyone's name out personally on air, but you know who I'm talking to. One of you is dealing with issues in your head, headaches. Another is dealing with just anxiety and general tiredness and lack of energy. Please know that we are there with you and for you, and we are praying and working against these negative manifestations within your body right now and at this time. I would like to also take this time to invite you to listen and enjoy with Queen Ifama on Sundays, I believe at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can click on Queen Ifama's name right now in the chat room and go to her show page, and you will be able to find a schedule of her next coming show. Queen Ifama is the truth terrorist, and I love and respect her for that, and I give great honor and praise for her for being present and offering that to us here on Block Talk Radio. And again, I would like to thank our honored guest, Juanarisha, also known as Reverend Haggins, for taking her time to be with us and share with us this evening. And hopefully she will return again at some future date and share more with us here on Block Talk Radio. Again, if you have any quick questions or comments, we have about 5 minutes left in the show. This is the time to get that in. Area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do have a question or comment for either myself or Juanarisha, she is still with us online. I'm going to now go to our phone lines. I see a hand raised in the area code 912. Peace and blessings. Did you have a question or comment?
Hey, I just want to make a quick comment about a ritual that Juanarisha gave me to do one time. It might have been like 4 or 5 years ago. I was living in Harlem, and it was just like a bunch of chaos breaking out, you know, spiritually gifted but not really, you know, in tune with whatever was going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me to go down to this chicken shop on 126th in Amsterdam and get 4 pigeons. And go over to, I think that's like the Hudson River that's between Jersey and Manhattan. Mm-hmm. And put all the negative energy that was in those, in whatever was going on with me, into the birds, and then let them go, let them go over the river. I let all three go, and then the last one I let go, and the thing died.
Oh, wow. Juanarisha, did you hear that?
Yes, yes.
Do you remember?
That's a work that she's the only person I ever gave that work to.
Oh, wow. That's very powerful.
I'm so happy you're doing well. I'm so happy you're whole and happy. This is the work of Olegbo.
Yes, indeed. Did you have another question or comment, caller?
No, that's all.
Thank you so much for being with us and sharing that.
Okay.
Peace and blessings. We certainly appreciate hearing that. It's always good to hear someone who has had success in the spiritualist community. We all know that there are many frauds out there, perpetrators out there. Juanarisha is definitely not one of them. I've only known her for a few years, but she's one of the most powerful, gifted, disciplined people that I know, and she's really not about a game. She's about helping people and nothing more. So we greatly appreciate the caller calling in and sharing that story with us. And again, we have about 3 minutes left in the show. If you do have another question or comment, area code 347-215-8967. I also want to take this time to thank each and every one of you who sent peace and blessings, love and offerings here to New Orleans during the Mardi Gras season, who were not able to come down but who sent their offerings. And we greatly, greatly appreciate that. Mardi Gras this year was the largest ever. And, of course, we have to thank and look to the Saints football team winning the Super Bowl to add to that. But it's been one of the most hyped-up Mardi Gras seasons that I have personally ever experienced here in New Orleans. And, of course, I made the Oshun Parade day one and the Zulu Parade the last day of Mardi Gras, which was yesterday, and the crowd at Zulu was packed. I have never, ever seen so many people who came out to show their respect and their honor to the Zulus and to celebrate Mardi Gras. I was at Gallier Hall in the mayor's stand during the Zulu parade, and it was splendid, splendid, wonderful. And I look forward to another powerful, powerful Mardi Gras season on next year. And again, if you are interested in coming to New Orleans, either during Mardi Gras season or any other time of the year, please do feel free to send me an email, give me a call. I will be glad to give personal tours here in the city, take you to all the most interesting places, all the spiritual spots, and give you the best visit you've ever had to the city of New Orleans. So do please keep me in mind when you are planning to come to the city. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with us. Imanu, Tomas, thank you so much for being here with us this evening. Zerikon, you're always here. We certainly appreciate that. Queen Ifama, you know I love and respect you, Queen Ifama. Thank you so much for being here with us this evening. Of course, our honored special guest, thank you so much, Juanarisha, Reverend Haggins, for being here with us and sharing with us this evening, and we do hope to have you back at a future date here on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince. And, of course, the Goddess Way legal analyst, thank you so much, Balkis. Thank you so much all for being here with us. We are surely appreciative of your taking the time to spend here with us this evening. You could have been anywhere else in the world, anywhere else on the internet, and you chose to share your hour or 2 hours here with the Divine Prince on Block Talk Radio. So please do join me again next week, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to 9 p.m., where my honored guest will be Priestess Miriam here in New Orleans. Priestess Miriam has been in the business of about as many years as Juanarisha, but she is here local to New Orleans. Many of you who have been here as tourists have been by the Voodoo Spiritual Temple, and we greatly appreciate that, and we will have her with us on our next show. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here with us. Mississippi, you know who you are. We are praying for you. We are with you in all endeavors, and we are going to I don't want to give out your information. We are going to fix what needs to be fixed. You will get relief, and we are praying and working with you. Thank you so much for being here with us. Our Chicago caller, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this evening. The Goddess Way, thank you so much. And, of course, One Orisha. And until next week, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
A joyful way, do you love me? Yeah, yeah. I go my naughty dreadlocks, do you love me? Yeah. I give praises so high, do you love me? Yeah, yeah. I take a ride in love with dark, them across me. Yeah. Words found under power. Hello.